Larry, let's start with part 107. It's the key portion of these new regulations, which essentially, I guess the key portion of it lays out what kind of license you actually need to operate a drone for business. Is that right?
Yeah, that's pretty much the case. The part 107 is the title, the working title that's given to this new Federal Aviation Administration rule. It was issued in June, put into effect in August. And I mean, the key requirement here is that if you are going to be using a drone, an unmanned aircraft system, or UAS is what it's called more formally, to use a drone for business purposes, you need what's called a remote pilot certificate that is issued by the FAA. Now, before these regulations, this new rule had been issued, officially you had to have essentially a commercial pilot's license. If you were going to operate a drone for business purposes, you had to have the same license that you would need to actually fly a real aircraft. And what had happened previously was that folks were avoiding getting into commercial uses, or they were, so to speak, flying under the radar and trying not publicizing any commercial uses that they were making of their drones because of this requirement that they would have to get a pilot's license. A lot of folks, you know, if you're not going to be flying a plane regularly, you know, why go through all the time and hassle and so on of getting a flyer's license? So this eases up that requirement, but still requires that, you know, you do have to know what you're doing in order to operate a drone for commercial purposes.
I guess the key part of these regulations is there's a bit of a limitation on the use of these drones that could slow its use commercially, at least for now. Tell us a little bit about that.
What we're talking about here is what we might call the Amazon exclusion. Everybody's probably seen the advertisements and the suggestions in the past year or two that Amazon, as part of its marketing and delivery, would like to be able to use drones to deliver packages to your doorstep. Well, under these regulations, that's not going to happen. The reason for that is that there's a provision in Rule 107 that says that, well, the drones that we're talking about, 55 pounds or less, and that includes its payload, any packages that might be delivered, but more importantly, the flight has to be controlled within the visual line of sight of the operator and not from a moving vehicle or aircraft, which pretty much means that there's no marketing value in Amazon trying to deliver a package to your front door if the drone operator has to be 400 feet away. Now, waivers are possible, and no doubt down the road Amazon will, you know, figure out a system and try to request a waiver, but right now, that's not in the cards.
There are some people locally that have been kind of dipping their toes into this use commercially of drones. One of those groups is videographers, and it seems this opens up a new area for them to explore in their business, particularly when it comes to being a videographer in a marketing sense.
Well, yeah, it certainly does. In the past, if you saw something you shot from up in the clearly from up in the sky, you might have had a camera stationed atop a tall building or in a helicopter that the company rented, or if it's it's elevated but maybe not quite as much, maybe it's shot from a crane. With the drones, it becomes a lot easier. You can take the drone up to 400 feet above ground level. You can move it around. You can do 360 degree spins around whatever your property, whatever the object is that you want to photograph. So there are a lot more opportunities here that are open to folks in the video industry, whether you're shooting videos or shooting still photos from above.
And also, realtors have found this to be a useful way to market homes. Tell us a little bit about how they're using it to kind of add and enhance what they're doing.
Well, I think one of the earlier adopters in this area is a fellow named T.J. Rediford down in Rehoboth, and at the start, he did this occasionally with homes, but then realizing the commercial issue and not having a pilot's license yet, he started taking some very scenic videos of the whole Rehoboth, Lewis, Fenwick Bethany area and posting them on websites, including his business website. And that was a way of generating certainly interest in that entire coastal Sussex real estate market. Now he has gotten his drone operator's license, and he's able to use the drone for marketing the homes that are on his listings. So he can use a standard video camera, whatever, inside the house, take that and blend it with footage shot from a drone. You get the drone up over the property and do the panoramic view, show the features that you might not be easily seen. And there you go. It's another marketing tool for folks in the real estate industry.
Yeah, and imagine it gives you an opportunity to see your whole yard plot and how it relates to neighbors and other people that you probably wouldn't get just kind of by walking up to a house and looking around visually from the ground.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. You get a different perspective of that. And in fact, in terms of new home construction, another guy down in Sussex County, Graves Carey, has a business where he uses a drone. He's a property manager, realtor, but he's also worked with some architects and builders who are designing oceanfront homes, and he's gone out with them to the home site pre-construction and taken his drone up, 20, 30, 40 feet, whatever, to show what the view would be from that level, from the second or third floor of the beach house, so that the builders and architects can see that and consider that as part of their design work. So they know which angle and so on to set the house so that you've got the best view of the ocean and the beaches. So
are there some other related areas that maybe next in the short term where we might see drones used commercially?
Well, okay, and the other obvious one, again related to real estate, are things like home inspectors. You could use drones to inspect the roofs of a house and the roofs, chimneys, things like that. Rather than having to climb up, you can take the drone and you can get yourself some very good images that you can save and make that part of your inspection report. Carry that a step further. You need to inspect water towers, cell phone towers, railroad track, any number of things along those lines. You could go into the public safety area perhaps, and this gets a little dicey in terms of the regulations and visual line of sight and so on, but you'd certainly imagine using drones on search and rescue type things if somebody is missing in a remote area, or again with the carrying capabilities, possibly to drop medications and other urgently needed supplies.
Are there some other possibilities out there that maybe are a little bit more long term that people are kind of looking at or maybe considering taking an early shot at?
That's a good question. I think if you talk to guys like Graves Carey and TJ Redifer and Daniel Herbert at Sky Gear Solutions, who's the one of the leading marketers of drones in the area, they'll tell you that there are uses out there that we just haven't even thought of yet. And I think that's certainly the case. I mean, who would have thought 10, 15 years ago that your cell phone would essentially be your pocket computer, and the incredible number of uses that the cell phones have today. The same thing is very, very likely to happen with drone technology. Yes, certainly. Package delivery and the like you've got to consider as likely, but virtually anything that where there's a visual aspect that you're looking to photograph to video that you have to get a different sort of look at. Drones are capable of doing that, and again in terms of delivery, mobility, getting things to remote places. I mean, agriculture, we haven't mentioned that, but that's another possibility. In terms of inspecting fields and the distant areas of your fields. And perhaps things like, you know, dropping fertilizers and pesticides. The aviation ag pilot industry probably won't agree with me on this yet. I mean, I know there's some discussion of that now, but certainly there is a potential there as well within the agricultural industry too.
And finally, even with these new regulations making things presumably clearer in this area, there may still be some gray area. Apparently, you were saying in your piece that there are some people who may not necessarily go get that license right away.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is just as in the days before Part 107, when there were people who were reluctant to get into the commercial end of things or fly under the radar, as it were, in their commercial activities. Now you've got folks who are looking and saying, well, you know, this rule might or might not apply to me. One real estate agent that I spoke to was saying, well, I use the drones to take videos of properties, but only for the, you know, really nice properties. You're saying you're not going to use this on any of your listings, but I'm not charging anybody any extra for it. And since I'm not charging any more for it, this is just kind of, you know, an extra gratuitous service on my part. I don't feel that I need a license. And I've had other real estate agents say, well, actually, if this is helping him sell the property, he is making money off it, so he does need the license. So there is this gray area here as to whether they do, whether they don't. The realtor that I spoke to did say, you know, if he is, you know, persuaded or told that he does need the license, he'll go get one. And so in that respect, that's not going to be an issue. I think one of the things also to consider here is insurance. You do have to have insurance if you're going to be operating a drone for commercial purposes. But the fact is, if you've got insurance, if you've got an FAA license, and you're trying to sell the use of your drone to a prospect, whether you're in real estate or video, whatever, it's going to be a little bit easier to persuade your clients, because you can say, hey, I'm insured, I've got my license, so, you know, I mean, you don't have to worry about, you know, that sort of stuff when you're dealing with me. So that should clean up and help out the industry to a good extent as well.